This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Joe. This is the best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and you know it's a Miami Monday, so here's what we do on the show every Monday. Try to tailor the show just a little extra Miami to get you through what usually is the worst day of the week. So we're going to have some good local Miami music throughout the show to help you just groove on out. Plus, the Joe Rose Show, going to be talking to the offensive coordinator of the U, Rhett Lashley. Big things, I'm telling you, big things from Rhett Lashley. Dan Lebatard Show will have your weekend observations. Then Hawk and Crowder, they're Miami's own, talking about break out the brooms, baby. Right now, though, let's break out some headlines. Miami beat Indianapolis 124-115 over the weekend. The Heat go for the sweep today at 6:30. Hard Rock Stadium will allow 13,000 socially distanced fans to attend both the Dolphins and Hurricanes home openers next month. The Marlins play the Nats in just a few minutes. Miami is 11-11 on the season. Inter Miami won their first MLS game this past Saturday, downing Orlando City 3-2. Their next match is Wednesday at 8 versus Atlanta United. The AP Top 25 preseason football poll has been released. Clemson is number one, followed by Ohio State, Alabama, and last year's national champions, LSU. The Hurricanes are not ranked. Dolphins linebacker Kyle Van Noy left practice due to injury. Miami opened September 13th against New England. And now, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. Titans rookie Isaiah Wilson nearly jumped from a balcony after police spotted him at a Tennessee State apartment party. Cannot wait to see this guy in the clutch. A bear in California recently strolled into a store and took a bag of Tostitos chips. New game plan: buy a bear suit, shoplift beer. A baby albino kangaroo has disappeared from a Germany zoo. How in the world do you lose an albino kangaroo? Not exactly easy to hide. A woman was horrified when she realized that the blow-up dinosaur she bought her 4-year-old for their birthday party had genitals. I guess anatomically correctness is important these days. Now on to weather. Tonight's forecast: rainy with temperatures in the mid-80s. Football's almost here. Really, it's hard to believe in just a few weeks we are going to have the U and the Dolphins and fans in the stands, most likely. This morning, the Joe Rose Show, they hooked up with offensive coordinator of the U, Rhett Lashley, Mr. Offense, here in Miami, talking about the O-line, some sloppy practice play, keeping everyone happy, and what the freshman class looks like.
Coach, always appreciate you coming on, man. These scrimmages, I know a lot of people want to know what happened. I saw Coach Diaz came out and said it was a little sloppy and thought the defense took it to the offense, especially in the first half. When he says sloppy, I always wonder, was it penalties? Was it mental errors? What was it mostly, Coach?
Yeah, I think he's probably talking about the amount of penalties on both sides, both offense and defense. You know, from the first scrimmage to the second, you know, there was more holding penalties on the offense, pass interference penalties on the defense, those kind of things. Those are just things that, you know, things that happen like holding and pass interference. You got to clean up with coaching and the techniques and the execution, and then simple things, whether it's an offsides penalty or an illegal formation, those undisciplined things that'll set you back. I think that's probably what he was referring to the most.
All right, let's get to the big demon in the room that we've talked about a lot. How's that offensive line coming together, Coach?
You know, I've been really pleased. I think, the whole room, everybody in that room, with along with Coach Justice, I think they're really coming together well. The guys have bought into what we're doing. I think we're running the football better each time we go out to practice. I think our pass protection's getting better each practice. You know, I think that's one of the things, really, in both scrimmages. I think our pass protection has overall been pretty good. Even when we struggle, we give him time to get the ball out or to get up and out of the pocket. And so those guys are really, really gelling and getting better each day, you know, against a really good defense. And so I think that's been one of the best things, is our defense has made us better, and hopefully we're sharpening each other.
Coach, so no media's at any of these scrimmages. We've had two reports of the scrimmages, both excited to see what the air raid offense is going to bring, and both have reports of just great running in both these scrimmages from your running backs, from three different running backs in two scrimmages. Got to be happy about that, huh, just to see the running backs really doing well against what you even said is a pretty good defense.
Absolutely. I think, you know, obviously Cam Harris has a lot of experience. Those young backs have really shown that they're fearless, and they're going to be able to help us out, you know, sooner than later. And make no mistake, we believe in balance. We believe in running the football. We're not just sitting here trying to throw it 70 times a game. I don't think you can win championships doing that. And also the strength of our team, you know, we're going to play to what the strengths are. And right now we got some good running backs. But I think, you know, both scrimmages have served us well. You know, the first scrimmage, I think, you know, we did a lot of really good things that I think gave our guys some confidence. You know, this last scrimmage, the first two drives, I think the defense came out and they got after us. And I think that was good to see how our guys would respond to a little bit of adversity, to maybe a slower start than we desire. And I think they did, because after those first two drives, I think our guys, most importantly, their attitude didn't change. And, you know, they were just excited to go out for that third drive, ended up getting a score, and kind of got some momentum going in our favor.
Hey, Coach, Jared Williams, the transfer from Houston, how's it? We haven't heard much. Is he working his way in there? Is he with you guys, or how's he playing so far?
Yeah, Jared's with us, and he's done a really nice job. You know, Jared's one of those guys, and first of all, he's just huge. You know, anytime you're big and you're long, that'll help you in the O-line. And on top of it, he's just played a lot of ball. You know, you got a guy who started and played a lot of ball at Houston, and sometimes that's what you need. You need just some experience. He doesn't say a lot. He just kind of goes out there and goes about his business. But he's, you know, he's meshed well with the O-line room, and they've received him well, and he's going to help us win.
You have a starting five right now, or is there, like, would you say a rotation of seven or eight guys that all have a chance?
Yeah, I'd say Coach Justice and I probably have a pretty good idea of probably what our starting group will look like for the most part. There's still a little bit of time, but not much, to be honest with you, when you play 2 weeks from Thursday. So I think, you know, the first 2 weeks of camp, these two scrimmages, that is the good thing that you said. I think we probably have an idea, but there's also seven or eight guys we think could help us win. It's not like, man, I hope we can find five. You know, we feel like seven or eight, maybe even nine guys, you know, could help us, which in a year like this is going to be big, because you just never know from week to week who you're going to be having to count on.
And then how about your wide receivers? Obviously, you spread it out. You play a lot of different guys. Have you had one or two guys kind of stand out there? I keep reading about some of the young guys, which I figured you got them, all the young guys playing against each other. But overall, how's your wide receiver group?
Much like the O-line, they've come along nicely. They're really buying into what we're doing. They're playing hard. We don't probably have that go-to guy that you're going, man, this guy, we're just going to throw him the ball every time. I think that's actually a good thing. I think we got a lot of guys with ability that are learning what we want them to do. Honestly, as an offense, that's kind of what you want. You don't want the defense to be able to say, well, hey, if we just take this guy away from them, then they're out of luck. We got confidence in whoever we put out there, they can make plays, and wherever the read tells the quarterback to go with the ball, that they can make plays. I think the biggest thing for us is you know, we've had two scrimmages where we've been able to, you know, our offense has been able to go against our one defense who, you know, they're only going to make us better. Been back and forth. I think we've sharpened each other. But the biggest thing is our guys are going to know what to do. That hasn't been an issue. They're going to play extremely hard. That hadn't been an issue. What we've got to do now, about 2.5 weeks out from playing, is, you know, we've got to get to where we can execute at a high level. And that's probably the one thing everybody always asks, well, what do you miss not getting a spring ball? What do you miss having, you know, only a couple weeks and now you're getting ready for a game? It's just, they know what to do, but how many times has Derek King and Mark Pope thrown that route? Or how many times has our O-line, you know, blocked this run scheme? How many times? And so, you know, you just try to get as many reps as you can, because people don't understand it takes hundreds of reps to get really, really, really good at something.
Coach, on that offense also, besides the wide receivers and the running backs you've talked about, you got two kind of unicorns at that tight end position, Brevin Jordan, Will Mallory. How have they looked so far in your offense, and how happy are you with the play of these two guys so far?
They've done good. I mean, I think Will Mallory's had an excellent fall camp. I mean, he's just steady and reliable, and he makes a lot of plays. And then it was good to have Brevin get a good scrimmage in this weekend. He got a lot of good reps in, made some plays. And so I think those guys definitely give you some versatility in what we're wanting to do. And so, you know, I couldn't be more happy to have those two guys, you know, with what we're trying to do. I just think they really help our whole offense roll.
Is there a way in your offense for those two to play a lot together? Because I know they can both flex out. And you see that as a big part of your offense, both those guys playing together?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you could see those guys on the field sometimes alone and then very often together. Like I said, I think that's just because they're tight ends and they can do everything a tight end can do. But, I mean, they got some really good ball skills, receiver skills. They're big targets. I mean, any quarterback will tell you they like those big, long targets. So the versatility they give us in the run game, flexing them out in the pass game, blocking on the perimeter, just anything and everything, I think that really is going to help us offensively, you know, maybe not be so one-dimensional.
You got a pretty good idea who the backup quarterback's going to be right now, Coach, and do you want to share it with us?
Everybody wants to know who's starting on the O-line, who's starting here, who's starting there. I mean, the reality of it is none of us as coaches, the new coaches, have seen these guys in a game. And that's what Coach Diaz tries to do with these scrimmages, is simulate game-like atmosphere, because that's when you get the best information on your players. And I think we've gotten a lot of good stuff out of these two scrimmages. But until you're playing, you know, UAB on a Thursday night here in 2.5 weeks, you're not 100% sure how people are going to react. You know, we've got a lot of good options everywhere. I think it's going to take a lot of guys at every position. I will say, I think Kosi Perry has been solid. You know, he's a guy who's played a lot of ball in actual game situations. I think Tyler Van Dyke took a really nice step in the second scrimmage. You look at a young guy who in scrimmage one got his feet wet, did some good things, but I thought I saw a good jump in the second scrimmage for him. Just, you could tell he was much more comfortable. Peyton Matoka, Tate Martell, and Ryan Risk have all gotten reps as well. And so, again, in a year like this, you just never know week to week. You may not know till Friday who's starting, you know. So yeah, Everybody's important. I think we have a pretty good idea, but at the same time, there's still probably another week before we really set everything in stone and say, let's get ready for UAB.
Coach, how hard is it in today's college football to keep everybody happy? And you got top 4-star guys on your team, on your offense, and make sure they're feeling like part of it. And everybody's got a chance so that everybody stays upbeat during this time for guys that have been stars in high school and now running with the threes, even though you're not looking at it that way. How much more difficult is the job now?
Well, it's more difficult now just from the standpoint that kids tend to leave sooner than they used to in the past, or where transfer rules have changed. But at the end of the day, that's our job as coaches. We're teachers, we're mentors. It's our job to lead. And I hope offensively what we try to do with our system is build a system where everybody can get the ball. It doesn't have to be fed to one person. You know, now in coaching, you're going to try to get the ball to your best players, and that's good coaching. You'd be bad coaching if you didn't. But then a lot of times guys know, you know, the more time you spend together, they know who the guys are, and they know who should be getting the ball. But at the same time, when you can have that next man up mentality, everybody's going to get opportunities to make plays. That helps. And I think you just try to create the right kids who, while they're very talented and they want to, you know, do the best they can, they also want the team to win. And when the team wins, everybody wins. That's the culture. That's the mentality Coach Diaz is creating here. That's what we want to create. And so far, you know, our guys have done a really nice job of just buying it and just doing their job, playing hard, knowing that sometimes they're making the play. The next time it may be their teammate, and that's okay.
How's the freshman class overall been on the offensive side of the ball for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, really pleased. The staff here, you know, Coach Hicks and Coach Field were here, and Coach Diaz and some of the other guys, they brought in a really nice group. I mean, I think all those guys are going to help us either this year win. A lot of them, I think, will have a chance to help us this year. But even the ones that may not, just because of maybe depth at a position or whatever, help us as much this year, I think they're going to help us win football games here at the University of Miami.
Coach, I bet you didn't think that through a 13-minute interview or not that we would ask about your quarterback or your starting quarterback last. Probably probably going to be the first time to get through a media session and go through that. But that's I might as well ask him. Two scrimmages in.
That was a given, coach.
Right, yeah. Like I figured.
Man, I almost got out of here without even getting it. Yeah.
Right. I almost was going to say goodbye, and I'm like,
"Wait, losing
you
now. I'm losing you. I might be losing you."
Right. All of a sudden, can't hear you anymore. But coach, two scrimmages, and all these practices in so far. Derek King, in your eyes, knew the offense coming in, or knew at least of the offense. But how's he looked so far in the Red Ashley offense through two scrimmages and all these practices?
You know, Derek's been pretty steady. I think probably the best thing is he hasn't turned the ball over in either of the scrimmages. I don't think our first offense has had a turnover yet, and that's something that has been really good to see, our guys valuing the football. At the same time, you got to make plays. I think the first scrimmage, he really set the tone for our guys. He was not only steady, he was making plays. He would probably be the first to tell you he wasn't quite as sharp in the second scrimmage, but again, he knows what to do with it. He's got experience. He's going against a really good defense, so that makes him better. And overall, been really pleased that he's going to give us a chance to win football games.
Coach, thank you, man. I appreciate you finding some time for us today to come on and just tease us a little bit with this offense. One more scrimmage to go, Coach, or how you doing this? Are you guys going to do it again once or twice?
Yeah, you know, we've got a good week of practice ahead. You know, this weekend we'll be able to still get some guys some work. But, you know, the reality of it is Thursday, we're 2 weeks away from playing. And so kind of said all along, we got to make decisions quicker than normal, and that's what we're going to have to do. And I think we're all in a good position to do that. But always love coming on the show with y'all.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks, really, Coach. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, too.
Rhett Lashley's had him running at SMU and all over the place. Going to get the U going 10-game season. Let's win. Just win, baby. Of course, we'll be covering all the Hurricanes football games right here on 560 The Joe. It's a Monday.
If you look up strapping young man in the dictionary, what you'll find is Dustin Johnson. DJ.
Farts and weekend observations, plus some Miami music for you on the way. It's a Miami Monday on the Best of the Joe Show.
Yeah. Go rush, crush. Rich and mobbing, way I'm balling. They think I'm robbing. All these diamonds dancing on me, got them bobbing. Got them made by the way I'm shining.
This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 The Joe over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and it's a Miami Monday, the best part of Miami Mondays. The music from straight out of Lauderdale Lakes. This is a guy by the name of Buddy Long, better yet known as Raiden Rush. Get this. Father, drummer of German descent. His mother, a pianist of Japanese descent. They both graduated from Berklee Music College in Boston. That's big time right there. That's what Miami's all about. A melting pot with sounds like this is this song, Shining.
If you ain't kind about, you should've stayed home. I might leave you rich, Charles. Get Kimmy wrong. Leave you blind and well shining. You gon' need some shades on.
Raiden Rush has even done some work with Trick Daddy. Now that is Miami on a Miami Monday. Speaking of Mondays, Dan Lebatard Show, they've got a tradition. Stugat's Weekend Observations every Monday coming to you. So good, I decided to bring it on back to you.
It is time for Stugat's to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Stugat's last week, he farted trying to get back into his chair, and we pretended it was just the chair making a noise because he sat down in it.
Dan, with a 38 point, 12 rebounds, 8 assists performance by LeBron James, a 135-133 overtime game for the ages. Dan, things got real over the weekend.
Oh.
And just like that, the NBA playoffs are back.
Wait a minute, you just spent 2 hours telling us it doesn't feel like the playoffs.
I'm not certain. That was then, this is now. I mean, really, that was way back when, over the weekend, then that was now, and then this is now. I don't know, but it's back. Okay. If you look up strapping young man in the dictionary, what you'll find is Dustin Johnson. DJ. Orlando Magic virtual crowd. It's the NBA playoffs. You are coming home tied 1-1. Least you can do is show up on time. Example, 1,172 as to why you don't give pitchers big contracts. Steven Strasburg. The Celtics really are better without Kyrie Irving. Season-ending surgery, while not funny, is funny when you consider the season just started, yet Steven Strasburg will miss like six starts. 18 to 24 months ago, I said on air that Jason Tatum has the best shot of turning into the next Kevin Durant. I was laughed out of the room by Mike, Dan, and Amin El Hassan. You know what that means, Dan? It means I'm having the last laugh.
Oh, already? Really?
How about that? He's pretty good, Tatum.
Yeah, he is.
And Kevin Durant. Huh?
I mean, that's not pretty good. Kevin Durant is better than pretty good.
Really? Same amount of rings. You want to see how much Rick Pitino really cares about Iona? Offer him the Sixers job. You got to give the Celtics credit. Clearly, having the digitally superimposed Sixer logo on that floor did not bother them.
I mean, you've been making the same joke for 4 days.
Perhaps I'll make it again. Big win at the Spectrum. Chris Paul or James Harden? I can't decide who I want to see lose more in the first round of the playoffs. The only thing missing from the NBA playoffs besides the fans is the defense. Headline, Pat signed a player who hasn't played in 5 years. My response, of course they did. Open up the story, and the rest of the headline reads, and put him in a new position. My response, of course they did. The second most impressive thing Dustin Johnson did over the weekend was going 30 under par at the Northern Trust Open. Blazers can't go back to the computerized Lakers logo down 3-1. It's tough to win at the Forum, man.
Stugatz has been hitting the same note on the same joke for 4 days, which is they're all playing in Orlando, but you got to split on the road.
Been telling you all postseason, you do not want to make these Dallas Stars angry. When will you start listening? I often think about how much money Melvin Gordon cost himself last year. It's an odd thing to think about, but I think about it often. Sixers. Oof. Turns out losing as much as possible isn't the greatest foundation for building a winning culture. Dan, you can feel it in the air, can't you? We're just a couple of weeks away from Dak Prescott, contract talk, leading every first take A block. A welcome change from this summer when Dak Prescott, contract talk, merely led every other first take A block. You know how when you needed 2 yards, Leroy Horde would get you 3?
Yes.
But if you needed 4 yards, Horde would still get you 3?
Yes.
DJ Augustine will get you a game. But when you need 4, he's still just going to get you 1.
One of the great sports quotes of all time. You need 2 yards, I'll get you 3, coach. You need 4 yards, coach, I'll get you 3.
Dan, you know what the K in Kawhi stands for? Clutch. Dan, next time you get mad at me and Mike for getting excited over the smallest of transactions, we'll present you with Trey Burke. You know what the D in Doncic stands for? Balls. What happened there? I don't even know how that got in there. Balls. I don't remember writing that. And the D is silent. Kawhi Leonard. Third best line drive jumper of all time. Number 2, Kobe Bryant.
Wow.
Number 1, duh. Surprisingly, number 4 is Bill Laimbeer. Mike likes that. In 3 weekends, we'll be watching regular season football. What a weird time. Also, holy bleep. That's awesome. I say this every year. I'll say it again. I don't know who's running the Rays, but I wish that person was running my baseball team. I don't need 132 more games to figure out if the Angels are good or not. Seen enough. I'm good. Mike Trout, here's an idea. Win something. Trouty. That had to be a long walk back to the hotel for the Clippers. Clippers Mavericks. Best game inside a bubble in front of no fans of all time. The Nets played game four with 1 foot inside the bubble and the other in the nearest strip club. San Diego Padres. The dads. Who the hell is having more fun than them? Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Woo! What a weekend it was. Everyone talking about Luka Doncic with good cause. I mean, the dude just went off. The Heat got that culture. They're about to tip off in a minute or two, and they're going to sweep the Pacers. Football right around the corner. What else could you ask for? How about some Hawk and Crowder?
There was a lady on an elevator, and another girl walked in without a mask on, and the lady picked her phone up and said, "Hey, Doc, oh, I'm positive." And the other lady reached in her pocket and put something over her face.
That is great.
Silliness and sports on the way from the Hawk and Crowder Show. Plus, in about 5 more minutes, some Miami music on a Miami Monday. This is the Best of the Joe Show. Welcome back to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 The Joe over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and it's a Miami Monday, so we got straight out of Broward County, Raiden Rush, also known as Buddy Long. This is a song, H2O, Drink It Up. Raiden Rush, with the beats like that, sound like that, you know he caught Trick Daddy's ear. He's worked with Trick Daddy in the past. I'm working with him right now, Raiden Rush. Check him out, Instagram, at Raiden Rush, R-A-I-D-E-N-R-U-S-H. Love playing some Miami music on a Monday. It's the best part of a day that is usually not the best day of the week. Hashtag Miami Monday on Twitter, at Dan Day Radio. Let me know what makes you so Miami. If I like it, I may just read it out on the radio. I know what I like on my Miami Monday. I also like some Hawk and Crowder. That's what makes me Miami. I listen to Hawk and Crowder every day for 4 hours. 2 to 6 right here on 560 The Joe. Earlier today, Hawk and Crowder, they were at it, talking about break out the brooms, baby. Also, Luca doing it. And covering the basics plus Solana. Got a fire montage for you right here.
Uepa! Un, dos, tres. Un pasito pa'lante.
Miami.
Dos, tres. Un pasito pa'lante.
Miami.
Dos, tres.
Live from American Airlines Arena in Miami, it's our broadcast of Game 3 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals between your Miami Heat and Indiana Pacers. Jimmy Butler in there at Brogdon, gets it out to Duncan Robinson, a tough shot. Oh, got it to go anyway from downtown. My goodness.
Robinson.
You couldn't cover him any better if you had a blanket. Bam, strong in the basket. Lay up and in against Sampson. That's a bully move there by Bam.
Yeah, baby!
Dragic, three, wide open. Dragic, oh, not a soul near him. Buries his fifth tray of the game. 21 for the Dragon, the Heat up by 11.
This is every possession matters. You know, I feel like we've been doing a great job of just handling situations possession by possession, getting shots on goal and getting stops.
Yeah, baby!
Jim Crowder back out to Totter. Totter, one on the shot clock. Step back, 18-footer, got it to go. Boy, Totter bails Miami out there. Bam, oh, got it, just in case, under the basket alone. Iguodala, the corner to Totter, got three on the way, got it to go, Totter Hero. What looked like a disaster turned out to be a three-point play.
As everybody knows, we have a bunch of good leaders on our team. We knew they were going to make a run, you know, summer back, and it wasn't going to be easy. I'm happy with how we, you know, fought back. You know, we held them off, made some big shots down the stretch, got some key stuff, and came out with the W.
Long three attempt. That's an air ball, and it's going to be Miami's ball with 0.1 second left to go, and the Heat are going to win this ball game. The final score, Miami 124, Indiana 115, and the Heat now with a commanding 3-0 lead.
You know, it's not going to be easy. They're not going down without a fight. And, it, you know, the last one's going to be just as hard as the first three were. So we got to come out there, you know, make sure that we take care of business.
We need one more, and that's our focus right now.
You know, like everybody said, the third game is the hardest game to win. So, you know, we came out, got the game done, and then, you know, we got one more.
Here we go on a Monday, or Broomsday, as Solana tweeted to us. He'd going for the 4-game sweep. Would be nice.
They should do it, man. They just
no problem with Indiana. I mean, no problem.
Pacers. Yeah. Cakewalk.
And you've seen some unbelievable. We're going to get to the big story, obviously. The Dolphins and Hurricanes are going to be allowing fans at the games. And we're going to have Tom Garfinkel, who is the president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium. He's going to join us today around 3:15, and we're going to get to that. But I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the NBA playoffs. The Heat, obviously, we know they're up 3-0. They just haven't had any problems. They've played. There's something to me, this pseudo big three of Jimmy Butler, Goran Dragic, and Bam Adebayo. I mean, that's a threesome that any NBA team has to fear, as silly as that sounds. Am I lying?
No, you're 100% correct. And with the shooters on the outside, the young boys shooting, where the big three can do their thing and you always know you can kick it out, bro. He looked good, man.
Yep.
Are the Pacers bad or the Heat look good? I don't know.
I don't know, but the Pacers were the 4 seed. Like, what am I missing there? Sabonis? Is that the whole difference, Solana?
I don't know if it's the whole difference. I don't think Victor Oladipo looks himself, even though he missed most of the year.
He does not.
Yeah. But it could just be a case of a team missing one of their best players, an all-star, and possibly they overachieved in the regular season, or Miami just matches up really well against this team. And let's be honest, playoff Jimmy Butler is a whole other animal, guys.
That is true. And Goran, I mean, you're seeing him start, and he is, I mean, man. So anyway, you got the Heat, and then you've got Luka Doncic, who was, I mean, it was, you couldn't believe what you were watching yesterday, and it could not have ended more perfectly than it ended. And then you've got the Sixers, you know, process, which has turned out to be a joke. I mean, there's so much going on. And again, the big story, obviously, and we'll get to it in the headlines here briefly, but Doncic, man, that was unbelievable what he did yesterday.
Yeah, after the ankle, right? Why basketball players are different than football players. You can stumble off a court, come back, and ball out, man. Come on now. Doncic is a monster.
His numbers were ridiculous. That game-winning three was ridiculous. Do you have the sound of that game-winning three by any chance, Solana?
Yeah, just give me 1 second.
Yeah, did you hear Mike Breen on this call, Crowder?
Yes, I heard, but I heard it this morning.
Right. Yeah, I mean, just chill-inducing.
Finney-Smith to inbound. Back to Doncic. Doncic pulls up. Three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Doncic wins the game at the buzzer!
And I don't know if you've seen the there's like just ambient footage. Someone in the bubble in that arena was taping it, so there's no real crowd or whatever, and you hear the screaming of just the bench, and they all grab him and jump on him or whatever. It was just an unbelievable weekend of NBA playoffs. I can't get the Bucks game here at my house for some reason. Boca Raton apparently too close to Orlando, and it has been blacked out on NBA TV. I don't understand what's happening here on my TV, but the Bucks are playing right now, And it looks to me like it'll be a Heat Bucks round two, and I'm not that nervous. I don't think that Milwaukee wipes the court of Miami.
Oh no. My like bro, you talking about, and it's the team thing. They're going, you know, 10 deep off the bench. They're bringing in, you know, their rotation is deep, and that's what they were built around, and that's what they did starting going. I praised Spo last week a lot about starting going in the playoffs. Hawk, I don't think the Heat are a cakewalk for anybody still in the bubble, and I'm not just being a homer.
I agree. All right, let's do headlines with Alejandro Solana. Brady Quinn will join us, our friend Brady. I celebrated my 3-year anniversary of our date over this weekend with Brady. Yeah, that popped up on my
Were you the only one Facebook. Celebrating?
I texted him 3 years, you know, in a picture of me and him hugging, and he wrote, "New phone, who dis?" So I don't know if he feels the same way.
No, you think he shows your picture to his daughters? I don't know, Hawk. I don't know if the feeling's mutual.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I'm pretty certain it's not. But yeah, we have a lot of stuff to get to. Let's get headlines real quick here with Solana.
So the Miami Dolphins and Miami-Dade County, they will be allowing some fans at Dolphins and Hurricanes games this season. 13,000 fans will be permitted to attend the Dolphins home opener September 20th. It's against Buffalo. Buffalo Bills coach McDermott, by the way, not happy about this decision. And the Miami Hurricanes.
It's one of the
10th.
Things I wanted to ask Brady Quinn about, you know, because obviously the Hurricanes, they sent out their press release as well. So the UAB opener, they'll have 13,000 fans there. I mean, 13,000 fans in a 70,000 seat stadium is almost no one there.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much of a difference it makes. But I did want to ask Brady Quinn, is there some sort of advantage for the Dolphins and the Hurricanes? You probably have an opinion, Crowder. I mean, but once you're on the field, I don't know. Does that stuff matter?
No, but it's not going to get loud enough. You know, like my whole thing. Like I never looked around and saw the guy with the orange painted face, and it made me play harder. Like the yelling and screaming and all the noise level in the stadium when the offense is on the field, the opposing offense, you can affect them, but. To your point, Hawk, 13,000 is not going to make that much noise. It's
right.
More for the fans. I think it's more for the fans. It's more for us. Keep the fan base, season ticket
holders.
Yeah,
and I think even TV viewers. Like, there's something about having some fans in the stands and whatnot. And it's a first step. My guess is this. We can ask Tom Garfinkel, but my guess is this. If they go through 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and there's been no outbreaks and everything seems to be going well, do they have plans to increase 13,000 to 22,000? And again, if the percentage of positivity in South Florida dips below 5%, do they have plans to go to 35,000? You know, so I'm very interested to hear him explain everything that they put into it.
And quickly on the other side, Hawk, because like you're saying, no problem. They can go up to maybe, like you're saying, 15, 20, 25, whatever it is. If they do have a problem, knock on wood, God fearing, God bless, whatever you have to say. You know, the Saturday night before game one, they could say, hey, guys.
Sure.
No fans allowed. Email everybody. Give them refunds. I like the approach of saying yes to fans, and only 7 teams out of 32 have said yes to fans to get the tickets sold and see what happens. I don't like being too conservative and just canceling. It's almost like the Big Ten where, oh, canceled. Wait a little bit. I'm kind of leaning that way. Let's wait because we can always say no, but it's hard to go back to yes.
There was a 46-page plan released by the Dolphins. Here's some of the highlights. Fans and stadium employees will be required to wear masks when not eating or drinking. Tom Garfinkel today said, if you don't like wearing a mask, then this plan, this situation here at Hard Rock for Dolphins and Canes games won't be for you. He said it pretty flat out.
Right. And by the way, like they're telling you flat out, you're going to have to wear a mask while you're there. This drives me crazy. You know, when you see people on an airplane and they get in a fight because they refuse to put their mask on, like, you know, the rules. Like if you don't want to, like, it drives me crazy with this stuff. The sign is out in front of the store. You have to wear a mask. So you got to be the tough guy and walk in. I'm not going to wear a mask. Like, those are the rules. You want to follow the rules? Follow the rules. You don't want to follow the rules? Don't go to the game. Like, there you go. Pretty simple.
I saw something genius on Twitter this weekend. There was a lady on an elevator, and another girl walked in without a mask on, and the lady picked her phone up and said, hey, doc. Oh, I'm positive. And the other lady reached in her pocket and put something over her face.
That
bro,
is great.
That is a genius move, and I'm stealing it from Twitter. I'm using that.
That is great. That is great. All right, what else we got, Solana?
Also, no tailgating. will be permitted this season at all.
Okay.
The Miami Heat, they'll play game four, Broomsday, against the Pacers. Mm-hmm. That's at 6:30 p.m. The pregame show on 790 The Ticket begins 5:15 p.m. The Heat beat the Pacers in game three, 124-115 on Saturday, guys. Inter Miami, they beat Orlando City 3-2. Goals from Julian Carranza. He scored a brace in the first 25 minutes. And then Pizarro, one goal as well. It ended up being the game-winning goal. It's the first win in franchise history, fellas.
There you go.
What's a brace?
Two goals.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Score a brace. He scored two goals. Huh.
Three is a hat trick, or is that hockey?
Hat trick. That's soccer as well.
A turkey. Okay, both. Three strikes in a row is a turkey.
I think that's bowling.
Right. Three strikes in a row in baseball, you know, strikeout.
Sports. We're going to cover them all, baby.
From the basics to the basics.
We got your basics covered on the Hawk and Crowder Show weekdays from 2 to 6 right here on 560 The Joe. So excited about Inter Miami getting their first win. I am a soccer lover. I love all sports, but soccer definitely high on my list. I'm also a basketball lover. Absolutely love some basketball. The Heat and the Pacers have tipped off in the Orlando bubble. It is 6-3, but they're only about 2 minutes into the game. So, whew, chills. Let's go back to that chilling game three where the Heat took command of the series over Indiana with some of the highlights.
Uepa! Un pasito pa'lante.
Miami.
Dos, tres. Un pasito pa'lante.
Miami.
Dos, tres.
Live from American Airlines Arena in Miami, it's our broadcast of Game 3 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals between your Miami Heat and Indiana Pacers. Jimmy Butler in there at Brogdon gets it out to Duncan Robinson. A tough shot. Oh, got it to go anyway from downtown. My goodness.
Robinson.
You couldn't cover him any better if you had a blanket. Bam, strong in the basket. Lay up and in against Sampson. That's a bully move there by Bam.
Yeah, baby!
Dragic, three, wide open. Dragic, oh, not a soul near him. Buries his fifth tray of the game. 21 for the Dragon, the Heat up by 11.
This is every possession matters. You know, I feel like we've been doing a great job of just handling situations possession by possession, getting shots on goal and getting stops.
Yeah, baby!
Jim Crowder back up to Tyler. Tyler, one on the shot clock, step back to 18. Butter got it to go. Boy, Tyler bails Miami out there. Bam, oh, got it, just in case, under the basket alone. Iguodala, the corner, the Totter's got three on the way. Got it to go, Totter Hero. What looked like a disaster turned out to be a three-point play.
As everybody knows, we have a bunch of good leaders on our team. We knew they were going to make a run, you know, summer back, and it wasn't going to be easy. I'm happy with how we, you know, fought back. You know, we held them off, made some big shots down the stretch, got some key stuff, came out with the W.
Long three attempt. That's an air ball, and it's going to be Miami's ball with 0.1 second left to go. And the Heat are going to win this ball game. The final score, Miami 124, Indiana 115. And the Heat now with a commanding 3-0 lead.
You know, it's not going to be easy. They're not going down without a fight. And, you know, the last one's going to be just as hard as the first three were. So we got to come out there, you know, make sure that we take care of business.
We need one more, and that's our focus right now.
You know, like everybody said, the third game is the hardest game to win. So, you know, we came out, got the game done, and then, you know, we got one more.
That's right. Solana's montage, so fire, and the Heat, so on fire, I had to play it again. Speaking of being on fire, everyone talking about Luka Doncic and why not Boy Wonder. Huge, huge triple-double over the weekend, keeping the Mavs in the series with the Clips. And then, of course, he bust out that game winner. Here's how it sounded on Dallas radio.
Vinny Smith trying to get it to Luka. They do, but way outside. Can he get it away in time on the step back? He does. He hits. He hits. And the Mavericks have won the game. Luka Doncic with a 30-footer to win it at the horn. And the series is tied at 2 games apiece.
I think everyone loves Luka Doncic. I like Dallas, originally from New Orleans, so it's kind of near where I was growing up. Mavericks, they've always got goofy-looking players that seem to get the job done. Luka Doncic, although he may look goofy at times, he definitely gets it done. Now, a guy who looks goofy and is kind of goofy, former Dolphins coach Adam Gase. Here he is being Adam Gase arguing about a scrimmage.
And I'm just circling back to something you mentioned the other day on a team controlled scrimmage. Do you have anything planned coming up this week on doing a scrimmage?
Yeah, I mean, we do. You want me to just lay out everything for you, Rich? I mean,
yeah, just tell me what day so I can be there.
just show up. You got nothing else to do.
Right. Do you know which day yet?
I might.
And?
I'm not going to tell you, Rich. You just show up. We'll let you know when you get here.
Okay, I'll be there. I'll be there.
That was actually kind of funny. Adam Gase, maybe a sense of humor. He needs to, because he is not the greatest coach in the world, at least in my opinion. But what do I know? Never played a down of football in my life, at least organized. So there you go. I'm not going to say best of luck to Adam Gase, but if he continues to have funny press conferences like that, I will continue to laugh at them and play them and share them with you. Thanks for sharing this hour with me. Let's do it again tomorrow, beginning at 6 o'clock. Run back some of the best audio you've heard right here on 560 The Joe on a Miami Monday. Remember, hashtag Miami Monday. Let me know what makes you so Miami at Dan Day Radio on Twitter. And I may just read it out on the air one of these days. We got some local Miami music and just a good time. So have a good night. Go Heat. I'm going home. Eat some pasta. Drink some beers. This is the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.